Oh, Adam Gilchrist, we managed to go about a week without talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, but now all of that's been undone.
Yeah, it has a bit. And indeed, they've
been a little bit undone.
They've been a bit undone by the Archbishop of Canterbury. You may remember that during that Oprah interview, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex mentioned how they had had a secret behind closed doors, as it were, backyard wedding 3 days before the real thing, as it were. Meghan told the world the spectacle in Windsor was for the world 3 days before she and Prince Harry exchanged their vows in front of just the Archbishop of Canterbury. Oh, no, you didn't, says Justin Welby today, or worse to that effect. He was a bit more diplomatic than that. The Archbishop says he couldn't have done that because to have carried out two legal weddings 3 days apart would have, as he put it, mean he committed a serious crime. Yes, they met. He won't disclose what they talked about. He won't disclose what went on. But there was no secret ceremony, says the Archbishop. In which case, are Meghan and Harry confused, misinformed, or stretching the truth just a little bit? What if Piers Morgan is having a grin at this?
Now, tell me about the 18-year-old boy who came back to life.
Quite something, this. And I know that it can happen that people on life support machines can be almost talked round by family members sometimes, obviously not every time. But this guy, Lewis Roberts, he'd been in a car crash, basically. He got run over by a van. He was in a really bad way. In fact, such a bad way, he was on ventilator life support. And essentially, the doctors said to the family, gather round, say goodbye. And then they agreed that he would be an organ donor. And indeed, seven of his organs were going to be used to help other patients. He was just hours away from that. Effectively, they were turning off the machine when his sister Jade sat there at the bedside of Lewis Roberts and just said, 1, 2, 3, breathe. And he did.
No.
She tried again, to no avail. She tried again, to no avail. She then got him to do it a second time, at which point, of course, doctors and nurses are coming running, saying, hang on a moment. Now,
whoa.
I have to say, he has not suddenly sprung up from his bed and walked out and started playing football again, but he is blinking and responding to his sister's voice originally, and there is hope he could yet emerge in some way. He was hours from being cut up, not to put it too mildly. Mm. But, what a comeback.
1, 2, 3, breathe. You're giving me chills. We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam.